Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour three of the nation. Here we go. It's time for a daily football fix with Zach Wolchuk. We have Ryan Rucco, ESPN, talking Mavs here with you in just about 16 minutes now. Here's Wolchuk.
We got Cowboys injury updates. Joseph Hoyt reporting that Cooper Beebe saying he hopes to play this Sunday in Denver. Still some work to be done, but he said if not this week, then he will plan to be back Monday night against Arizona. But I was not expecting to get Cooper Beebe back this quickly, so that's still a great sign that he's hoping that he can even be able to go Sunday against Denver. And then Patrick Walker saying in regards to DeMarvian Overshown, who was out there with pads on for the first time today, he is anticipating his return date prime time in Sin City with all the football world watching. So that would be right after the bye week, Monday Night Football against the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and reading some of these quotes from Demo following practice, it's exciting. He says he's more athletic than he was. You know, it kind of goes to the Texas Rangers saying, man, if we draft a guy coming off of Tommy John, we get a chance to build him from the ground up. Now Overshown's gone through that process, incredibly hard worker. He looks stronger.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I mean, he does. I mean, he looks like an absolute freak out there. And I'm hoping that he is. I mean, modern medicine. It's an incredible thing. Maybe he is back bigger, faster, stronger, jump higher, all the things that he's saying out there right now.
Next thing we're going to do is bionics.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to use bionics.
Just put yeah.
Colonel Steve
Austin. Sign me up, dude.
Like Captain America before.
I'm ready to hoop again. Just give me some hips.
Absolutely.
You never remember the $6 million Man? You never saw that show, did you?
No.
Dawson?
Oh, yeah.
Lucius brushing his teeth, so I mean.
$6 Million Man was awesome. That was Lee Majors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the technology to replace
it. And then they had a bionic woman. She was involved.
That's pretty good. Yeah, probably better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I think
really?
So. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, but Lee Majors, yeah, the bionic man was great. Colonel Steve Austin.
That's a
crash.
Yeah, was he a Green Beret? He got super hurt.
He was like a test pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a test pilot, and then he had a crash, and then they rebuilt him.
That's awesome.
We can make him better, faster, stronger.
They did, dude.
They did it.
He had an eye and two legs. And an arm, I think.
That's what we've done with Overshown now. Yeah. I'm excited to get him back. Now, Mauricio Rodriguez had this nugget. In the last 2 weeks, the Cowboys have blitzed at the fifth highest rate in the NFL, according to Sports Info Solutions. In that span, they rank eighth in pressure rate. Mm-hmm. Cowboys were 21st in blitz rate in weeks 1 through 5.
Yeah.
So you can see, hey, getting uncomfortable. Floose.
Well, it's kind maybe of figured out rain. That he's maybe taking Shamar James and rushing him in there might be some good things.
Might be a good idea.
It might be a good idea.
Could be a good idea, Brian. It could be a good idea. Now, Jimmy Fowler had a bunch of good nuggets. You've been referencing the George Pickens stuff
and
what he had today, Gavin. But he also did talk about the influence that Shoddy had in regards to, you know, being part of the game planning last week. Maris Leafau saying, hey, he's our leader. That's why, you know, the defense helped and looked completely different. When Shoddy's in the room, you feel his presence for sure. It elevates everybody. He's always telling us the answer is in the mirror. So just drilling down on that, really being detailed about our process from the note-taking to the interaction and team meetings, every single detail. In regards to other trade chatter for the Cowboys, he said, my understanding of the situation, Cowboys are on the hunt for an impact defensive player.
They
They've reached out to teams throughout the league. likely all of them, to gauge interest with a number of players, Crosby presumably being one. So yes, Jeremy Fowler says, I think there's interest. My sense is that Dallas would be pretty surprised if the Raiders actually moved on from Crosby, with whom owner Mark Davis has a deep affection for. Cowboys, armed with those two first rounders, also have looked into Bengals edge Trey Hendrickson, whom the Bengals also don't plan to deal. Several other edge rushers will be available league-wide, so expect the Cowboys to be involved in various talks. And I do think that, as we've talked about all show long, I'm not putting to bed the Crosby stuff.
I'm not either.
Trey Hendrickson stuff, maybe that's the next pivot move. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we can start to talk about some of the other guys that are on the market. In fact, ESPN did list their top 25 players that could be on the trade market. Some of them are the players that you gave us at linebacker. Logan Wilson, also with Cincy, was number 11 on this list. He's got 11 interceptions, 11 pass breakups over his career, plus he's averaged 7 tackles per game during his 5-plus seasons. He would be an upgrade on the middle of the defense for multiple teams. Team fits. The Cowboys are listed at number 1 for his services.
Yeah, we need some Bengals losses, I think, to get Trey Hendrickson out of there. And going into the trade deadline, they are going to play the Jets and then the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
So
that might not be good.
Yeah, they're 2-5 right now, coming off their loss to, or their win over Pittsburgh, and it looked like they were going to be one of those fire sale teams. But now maybe it's not so fast, my friend. If Joe Flacco can win these next 2 games as convincing as he was last Thursday,
people in the league believe that the fact that Joe Flacco won that game changed their demeanor.
Now they think, can we keep afloat? Maybe get Burrow back
till December. Yeah.
Well, all right. Speaking of Flacco, here was Joe. He's talking on the Fitz and Wit podcast. And, man, I didn't think Joe Flacco, who's been playing as long as he has, would be nervous. But, Joe, were you a little bit nervous?
I know I'm 40 years old, but the first couple times I threw to Jamar and T, like, I was a little bit nervous. I'm like, man, I want them to know.
I want them to respect me, damn it.
I want to hit these guys. Like, I want them to know, like, I can put some nice touch on it. I can put it where you want it. I overthought it for sure. Like, one of the first balls I threw to Jamar, he was running one of these little skinny posts we have, and he was a little bit deeper than I thought he was going to be, and I missed him. And I was just like, oh, man, he thinks I suck. With those guys especially, just put it somewhere around them, and they'll make you look good.
Joe Flacco, Super Bowl champion, and he's nervous
himself,
throwing to Jamar Chase and T. Higgins out there. Gosh dang it, this guy thinks I stink. But made some great throws, and he really did. I mean, you could tell watching that Thursday night game, it was like drop back, throw the ball to Jamar Chase. Just get it into his vicinity, and he's probably going to come down with the football. And it worked. It's a pretty good game plan right there. Simplify it.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Chase was unbelievable the other night. It was a nice reminder that when you can get him just some level of a competent quarterback.
So good.
And he made great plays with Browning as well, but it was on full display on Thursday night.
Another linebacker, Christian Harris, you brought up, Brian. Cowboys are listed as a team fit for him, as are the 49ers, who possibly could use a linebacker with Fred Warner going down for the season. The tape shows a long run and hit defender at the second level. Harris can play downhill as a stack backer and pursue the football quickly on the edges, writes ESPN. However, hip tightness and limited coverage awareness show on the tape, which could make Harris a better fit as an early down base package defender. I think the weakness right now is you don't really have any linebackers that can cover.
No.
You got a lot of guys that can run.
That's
like Maris can run, Shamar James can run, hell, Kenneth Murray can run.
Yeah.
You don't have anybody that has any really awareness and instincts and pass coverage. Maybe Christian Harris is kind of
Maybe Leofau a little bit.
Maybe
a little.
It's just kind of Jekyll and Hyde bit.
They play zone on the goal line and they can't line up. And
yeah, that's a tough one.
Take care of that one.
It is. Another fit is Arnold Ebikidi. I think I said that right. I could be so wrong. Mm-hmm. The edge for Atlanta, who now, because they drafted Jane Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, he's now a reserve player. He's 6'2", 250. Fits the profile of a 3-4 edge who can be schemed in sub-package sets. Linear mover, short areas, base speed, and the hand usage to set up blocks. Defenses could use him as a nickel rusher. He doesn't have a sack yet this year, but he had exactly 6 in each of the past 2 seasons. So if you need maybe a lower-level edge name to throw out there, that's a name that ESPN listed their 16th best player available here at the deadline. Of course, Jalen Phillips also listed in this article as well, and we've talked quite a bit about him. Trey Hendrickson, number 1 on the players available. They did not have Max Crosby listed in this thing because, well, The Raiders right now aren't planning to trade him.
We're going to shock the world.
Get until ready. They do trade him.
Just Bengals like, said the same thing about Trey.
Damn right. Jeffrey Simmons. I don't know. Can you end up getting Jeffrey? He's untouchable. Him and Cam Ward, untouchable. I don't believe a word these teams say. They're all lying to us through the media. Congratulations to Jason Witten and Darren Woodson. Among the 52 players advancing to the voting stage among modern era players for the Pro Football Hall of Fame announced earlier today, the list went down from 128 to 52. Next vote, going to be down to 20 players. And I wonder if both of them will make the cut down to 20. Others included Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Larry Fitzgerald, Eli Manning, Frank Gore, Fred Taylor, Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Luke Kuechly, Torrey Holt, and Adam Vinatieri. I just hope we don't end up getting the heartbreak here again for Woody. But
if I'm Woodson, I'm turning my notifications off. I don't want to know anything about your Hall of Fame anymore. Tap me on the shoulder when you make the right decision. Yeah. Stop playing with me, bro.
Just let me know when I make it.
Yeah,
or if I ever
along,
do.
Dog.
Dawson, were you with me when that time when we were in Arizona coming back from the Super Bowl and I was standing
there? I was with you. It was me and you.
You were standing at the airport with Woody, and he was a lot more calm about it. Like he was like, hey,
his
man,
wife
it's okay.
was ticked.
Yeah, his wife and I were dropping F-bombs in the middle of that airport. Like, can you believe these MFers and like that? And Darren looks at us and like, would you guys just settle down?
It's like, why? Why are you so upset about it?
He's such a pro.
He goes, why are you so mad? And I'm like, because you were a damn good player and Leroy Butler can't, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was going on. He goes, it's okay, Brian. Don't worry about it.
He listened to his coach, just told him not to worry about things he can't control. God. I would love to see a Drew Pearson-like rant from Woody.
I would, too.
That'd probably push him over the top.
That'd be awesome. Eddie George and former Cowboy right tackle Eric Williams also did make the list of 52. Yeah. Eric Williams should be in there. Ooh. I mean, that dude was a dominant, nasty beast. Yeah. Bill Belichick has also made the final 12 coaches for the Hall of Fame of 2026. Yeah. The coaches don't have the same criteria that you have to wait 5 years.
Okay.
The coaches automatically are able to be part of this.
Because they're older?
Yeah, I guess maybe that is. The other coaches, Tom Coughlin, Mike Shanahan, George Seifert.
Seifert. Yep.
Mike Holmgren.
There you go.
Followed Bill Walsh.
All available. Dan Reeves.
Coach with Bill Walsh.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, Marty.
Alex Gibbs.
Yeah, and Alex Gibbs is the line coach for Shanahan.
Buddy Parker. Chuck Knox.
Oh, wow. Chuck Knox is not in?
And Clark Shaughnessy. Yep, those are the other coaches that are in the running here to go with. But I feel like Bill's going to get in. And it's probably good for him to get in now because he's kind of tarnishing his reputation the longer he keeps coaching.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't look as good.
Yeah, you want to have some reverence when you're up there giving your speech.
Yeah, let's.
Might want to wait a year, you know.
Yeah, after this North Carolina debacle, yeah.
Ugh, they're so bad.
Jacoby Myers said that he for sure still wants to be traded out of Vegas. So he's the opposite of Max Crosby. Who's not going to say I want out? Jacoby Myers is like, peace, dude. I don't want to be part of this thing. Get me the F out of here. So he wants out of Vegas. And then we did get the official news that the NFL has moved the Pro Bowl festivities to Super Bowl week. It's going to be Tuesday night while we're out there in San Francisco.
Well, when are you guys going to drink? What night do you go drink?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Every what night? Night's the party? What night's that party?
It's usually on that Tuesday.
Yeah. That's
usually
what I'm saying.
You're going to drink at the Pro Bowl now.
Maybe
the media party is going to be part of the tug of war.
I don't know. Maybe they move the media party, but the plan is to hold the Pro Bowl games on Tuesday night, February 3rd, at the Moscone Center,
Moscone
in San Francisco, Moscone, the venue that is hosting the Super Bowl Experience Fan Fest.
That would be cool to have the media party at the Pro Bowl.
That would be neat. Maybe we could get some good like man on the street.
You and I still wouldn't go.
I went last year for like 12 minutes.
I always tell Woolchuck and Chiafala, if you need bail money, call me. I'll get you out of jail. And they never call. They make it home. Bobby's the one you really have to worry about.
But yeah, 0-60 bail.
Yeah, our guys avoid Bobby. They just leave him out.
Okay, we are going to get Ryan Rucco, ESPN NBA play-by-play man for tonight's Mavs Spurs game coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
105 through the fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it's time to talk some Mavs opening night with Ryan Rucco, ESPN. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. ESPN's doing something pretty neat this afternoon. They're giving away barbecue to celebrate the opener and Flags debut. You can go right now to Truck Yard Dallas and find the Flaming Grill Barbecue until 8 o'clock. Tip off tonight, 8:30. That's at 5624 Sears Street in Dallas for free food, free barbecue, thanks to the worldwide leader and play-by-play man Ryan Rucco, ESPN, joining us now here on The Fan. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We always love free barbecue here in the great state. What else do you guys have planned tonight to help us usher in this Cooper Flag era?
Well, just an incredible broadcast. I mean, truly award-winning, unforgettable. I can't take credit for the barbecue, but, you know, we will just dazzle you on the air for 2.5 hours later tonight.
Cannot wait. What are your expectations for this guy? I mean, at the age where, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Kobe and KG, and it seemed like those were teenagers coming straight out of high school. There were struggles for them, and several others attempted to come out of high school. Flag, obviously the same age, but with the year of experience at Duke, like, how much of a polished product are we getting out of the box here?
I mean, probably a much more polished product than I think anybody even expected, right? Like, just based on those preseason games, first of all, there was already an expectation that Cooper was going to look, you know, more ready for the NBA just from a sheer maturity and physicality standpoint than most rookies are, right? I think we all expected that. But then when you watch him in the preseason, you're like, oh, wait, no, it's even beyond that. Like, is he going to be able to impact winning in year one? Because, you know, what we see by and large with even the best rookies is rarely do they impact winning in year one, right? And obviously it's a unique situation because there's more veteran talent around this Mavericks team, and Cooper's talked about this as well, than you would typically have with a number one overall pick. But, you know, that being a factor, I still think the way he plays, the way he's going to defend, his size, his comfort level, his IQ, his relentless competitive nature, I think is going to translate to him making an impact on winning right away. And I think, you know, you could watch it, you could feel it watching him at Duke, and you could feel it just watching the few preseason games. He has this ability to make you feel his desire to win watching him. And I think that's pretty special.
It's Ryan Rucco, ESPN, with us here on The Fan. So when it comes to the matchup for tonight, I mean, the Wimby aspect, have you seen him up close yet? It seems like him and Derek Lively both have grown a little bit. We're going to have, like, the big men, the rim protection tonight is going to be off the charts.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. And I did both of their debut 2 years ago when Lively actually had the bigger debut against Wemby in October of 23. But, you know, I got to call many Wemby games over the last 2 years. I have not seen them in person yet this preseason, but just watching, you know, the highlights and his games this preseason, he seems to have a level of intent and aggression that is, you know, at a different tier than what we've seen through the first two. I think there's also been an insistence in the paint from Wemby that feels a little bit evolved for him. You know, his first year, he shot about 33% of his field goal attempts from three. Last year, that went up to 47%. Well, what we saw in the preseason was him passing up a lot of the threes that he was taking last year and doing his work in the paint. And granted, like, again, I've referenced preseason a couple times just because that's the only stimuli we have to go off of right now, right? But if it's a window into how he's going to play, you know, 70% of his field goal attempts were in the paint in the preseason. Last year, only 37% of them were. So I think you might just see Wemby, you know, just using that size and that unique ranginess to get to the rim more than we did the first couple of years, even if it means turning down the first good look he might get from the perimeter.
Well, speaking of Lively and, of course, Cooper Flagg, are you going to have to temper some of the Duke love that your colleague Jay Billis might be overflowing with on the broadcast tonight?
No. Jay is the ultimate professional, so I will have to do none of that. I think, you know, one of the things that's so unique about Jay and his positioning in college basketball for all these years is he has seen these guys grow, right? And he's gotten access to them and their practices and behind the scenes, especially at Duke, but everywhere. And so I just love that he's doing this game tonight because he can really give us strong insights into, you know, into Cooper and what stood out to him and all the games he called last year and then all the practices he got to watch of Cooper.
Hey, Ryan, in your pregame getting ready for this, all your prep and stuff, do you kind of feel like they put things about the Luka trade behind him, the Mavs? Do you feel like this is kind of a fresh kind of approach, or do you feel some lingering of this thing still?
You know what's so interesting about that question? It's a great one because I literally was thinking about this earlier today, how in my prep, I haven't thought about Luka really. And last year was all I could think about when I would watch the Mavs or do a Mavs game post-trade. And it had me wondering and reaching out to a couple of people, and I'll ask you guys, like, what do you think? You have your finger on the pulse of the fan base here. Do you feel like that right now the focus is solely on what can be with Flagg rather than what was with Luka?
I think it's fragmented. You know, some of our listeners just refuse to move on. And I think a lot of them, maybe those that have season tickets and are more Mavs first than Luka first, you know, they're just excited about Cooper Flagg and wanting to move on because it's their sports love.
I think, Ryan, I think though too, and the thing I want to throw in there is I think when that card was pulled and it said Dallas Mavericks with the first overall pick, I think we all felt a lot better. I mean, we felt like that maybe, there are some basketball gods here.
You have the future again.
Yeah.
You know, my favorite athlete growing up was Andy Pettit, okay? Diehard Yankee fan.
Yeah.
And when Andy left for the Astros after 03, I was devastated. I could not believe the Yankees didn't just pay him whatever he wanted. And I remember being like, I'm not going to root for the Yankees anymore. Like, and I was the biggest Yankee fan you could be, but I was like, I'm done. And then they traded for A-Rod. And I was like, ooh, I might have just got roped back in. Pretty exciting, you know? And it was funny because I still rooted for the Astros simultaneously with the Yankees for those 3 years. And then obviously Andy came back, and that was lovely and wonderful, and won another World Series with the Yanks. But, like, I do think there's sort of, as a fan, there's two things that happen there, right? There's one that you get attached to the player, to the star. He's a generational talent. He's an entire fan base's favorite player, right? And that's not coming back. That player is gone. But the other part of it is just that player also brought a lot of winning and represents winning. And so you trade him and you're like, okay, are we going to lose? You know, like that's, you know, you also are concerned about the winning component. And I think the drafting a flag helps give immediate hope for the winning component, right? Like feeling like, okay, like this team, you know, obviously they're going to need Kyrie back and everything, but this team, if they have Kyrie back, you're going to look at them in the West and you're going to say, okay, I know the conference is ridiculous with how good it is, but why couldn't they go back to the finals? And then the other part I think will grow. You know, I think the fan base will fall in love with him. The fact that he's drafted here is an ingrained reason to fall in love with him. It's just different, right, than when somebody signs or someone gets traded to your team. And so it kind of feels like nothing will totally replace that connection and that love with Luka, but this is about as best, you know, a Band-Aid as you could possibly have.
Ryan Rucco, ESPN, with us here on The Fan. You bring up the Yankees and you call Yankees games. Has there ever been a name more nerve-wracking than Cam Schlittler?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, is it nerve-wracking or is it exciting? You know what I mean? I think it depends on the day. I did have a nice Schlittler moment in August calling one of his starts. It's when you're calling, like when you're in the middle of the action when he's on the mound, I think you get such a rhythm of saying it over and over again that it becomes easier to pronounce. But when you're then recalling the name, and this is what happened to me, a couple innings later, I was just kind of recapping what had happened with the Yankees pitching that day, and that is when Schlittler became something else for me, and a word that, you know, the FCC is not fond of. So it's in those situations where things can get a bit treacherous. But based on what we saw him do in the playoffs, I have a feeling we're going to be saying his name a lot more for many years to come.
How long are we going to be talking about Paige Bueckers here in Dallas? I know you're the voice of the WNBA quite often on ESPN as well. What do we got here, and what is their path to contention now that they have the Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. She's amazing. I mean, I'm sure you guys have loved, and I know I've loved from afar, seeing the way she just embraced the city and her role in the sports landscape and the fabric, right? I feel like she's a season ticket holder now at every Dallas team, which I love. And Paige is, she's just, her teammates love her. She is a winner. She makes people better. I think she adjusted to the WNBA even quicker than I expected. You know, she's already an all WNBA guard. She's only going to get better. She can play off the ball. She can play on the ball. She's a culture lifter. She has great perspective. I think the injury she went through in college helped give her that. And here's the other thing. I like to call this like the Russell Wilson Seattle effect. When Seattle went to those back-to-back Super Bowls, right, everybody talked about how their roster could be constructed with, you know, a defense that cost a lot of money, the Cam Chancellors, the Richard Shermans of the world, because their quarterback was so cheap. Right. He was on a rookie deal, and yet he was ready to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback then. I think that's the advantage that right now there's only two teams that have that in the WNBA, Dallas and Indiana. You know, if you're a free agent, you know, there's plenty of pie to go to you if you want to go play with Paige Bueckers. And by the way, she's ready to win right now because Paige is going to be on a rookie contract no matter what happens with the new CBA. And they may get some kind of internal, you know, some kind of, you know, prorated bump based on how the rookie salaries change. But no matter what, she's going to be on a rookie contract for a few years. So, you know, that's just a massive advantage in free agency because a player who is worthy of a max salary is going to have at least three more years on a rookie one at a time when she can contribute to a championship team as a top, you know, two or three player on a championship team. And that's the same case for Indiana and Caitlin Clark. Those are the only two places that I think have that right now. And so I think Dallas, you know, depending on kind of what happens with their, you know, organizational structure and head coaching situation, I think that they can be a real player in free agency because playing with Paige right now and having the money to spend on free agents is a major sell.
So much like Mike Breen has, bang, you've got You Bet. What goes into when you decide to unleash that on the broadcast?
You know, usually it kind of is about the moment and the rhythm of the game. You know, if it's a big shot late game, it could be used there, or if there's a big run, or if a player is like really hot. I try and just make it make sense, you know, and basketball is unique in that, you know, the moments that feel huge and where you can feel the momentum really shift don't have to be at the end of the game, right? Like it can happen at any moment. And so I just try and be judicious in that regard of, you know, of when I'm going to use it without using, you know, I'll try and limit it to, you know, a couple a game. Maybe it would creep up to four or five, but not more than that. And just trying to make it make sense so that it feels like a big three. Like if, you know, if Cooper Flagg's first bucket of the game, his first career basket is a three, I might use it even if it's, you know, the first possession because it's Cooper Flagg, you know, and it's his first ever basket and he's probably going to be, you know, a pretty great player. But, you know, otherwise those other places is when I try and be strategic with it.
Ryan Rucco, ESPN, pretty dang good segment for a Yankee and Astros fan, man. We won't hold it against you.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. Hey, the Astros fandom, let's be clear. It only lasted for the 3 years Andy was in Houston, okay?
Good man. It
went out the window after that. if the Rangers were to play the Astros now, I'm all Rangers, all right?
There you go. That's a deal. We'll drink to that. Have a great game tonight, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Cheers. There he goes, Ryan Rucco, ESPN. He'll be on the call tonight on ESPN for Mavericks and Spurs. Well, Chuck, what is next?
All right, let's do a little mixed bag. We got some college football leftovers, unhinged Tennessee fans, and maybe some over.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. What an incredible basketball season we had to look forward to starting tonight. Mavs and Spurs on ESPN. Thanks to the luck of the lottery, delivering Cooper Flagg, saving us from the misery that was the post-Luka reality. Thankfully, that didn't have to go on much longer in about 3 months. Anyway, here's Wolchuk with a mixed bag.
All right, update on Texas safety Michael Taft, who was not happy with the media after Texas was able to barely defeat Kentucky on the road. He was like, see a lot of unhappy faces. I don't see any smiles here. It's hard to win in the SEC.
Pull a Brian Kelly on him.
What the hell, guys? Yeah. We won the damn game, right? We lost the game.
Yeah.
Well, Texas is going to be without their leader on defense as he had to have surgery. He underwent thumb surgery and is expected to miss some time. Don't have an exact timeline, and the recovery is not known. But if it's anything like John Mateer at Oklahoma, I'm expecting a couple of weeks. I mean, maybe. But he's not going to play against Mississippi State. So that is a big loss because Michael Taft certainly is one of their best players in the secondary, but they're not going to have him as the Horns look to continue their path. I mean, they still have control of their own destiny if they can win out.
They've got Mississippi State, then they do have Vanderbilt at home, and then at Georgia.
And then at Georgia.
Yeah. Then Arkansas and A&M, of course.
Yeah, that's going to be.
I think they're going to lose three more games at least.
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked if they did. I mean, Georgia, I don't think they're going to win.
Yeah.
Vandy's going to be a tough one right now.
Vandy just will run the ball.
It would be very Texas and Texas A&M, though, if the Horns found a way to like ruin the Aggies' chance to make the SEC title game.
Yeah,
they find a way to just, I mean, gosh, that's Aggie football for you right there. And A&M fans, I know you're listening, and I know you're like, I hate you, but you're right. Steve Spurrier wants Florida's coaching.
The old ball coach.
Yep, the old ball coach. He's got two coaches in mind.
I'm trying to think
himself or his son.
I thought he was going to say himself, but no, he's not. He's not putting his name in the ring here.
And Lane Kiffin's got to be one of them.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin. Yeah.
Who's starting to sound like Nick Saban, by the way, if you close your eyes.
Yeah, I can hear it too. You're spot on with that. And Eli Drinkwitz at Mizzou.
Yeah.
That would make some sense. I also, with Jimbo trying to get back into the things here, like if you're Florida, do you look
Oh, gosh, you don't go full
going
Jimbo.
After your old... I mean, Jimbo's had a lot of success in college football. Didn't go well at A&M.
Won a lot of games there. I mean, he has probably a pretty good relationship being at Florida.
Knows the state, yeah. Recruited well at FSU.
Yeah, recruiting, for sure.
If anything, FSU should just bring him back when they can, Norvell.
Maybe, yeah. That could also be
the case. Brian Kelly would be an excellent coach there.
Yeah. Kelly just says, you know what, I'm good here.
I think Brian would fit in well. He'd look good in the orange and the blue.
I think you're right.
I would recommend. If I was the old ball coach, if I had to say, I'd recommend Brian Kelly.
I wonder what his family thinks about
that. His family. Me and my family. Man, speaking of SEC.
You know what, seriously?
Yeah.
Florida ought to go after Lane Kiffin.
They should.
He's this era's Steve Spurrier. You know, guy.
I think he'd be a great fit.
Yeah, that kind of like, you know, that kind of swaggy kind of guy. It'd be perfect for them.
I think it would be too. Although, man, I was listening. Gosh, who was it? There was somebody that was talking about the Florida job recently, and that there might be something wrong.
Like, Chuck Cooperstein?
Was it?
Chuck's a Florida alum.
Well, Chuck was trying to recruit Shoddy this morning.
Yeah.
He was like, well, you know, what about, because Sean asked him, hey, who do you want at Florida? And he said, well, I don't know. What about former Florida Gator quarterback Brian Schottenheimer?
Yeah. Chuck is like me with LSU. Chuck's like that with Florida.
He a big time Florida guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think Lane Kiffin would make a lot of sense there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I say, swaggy. He's this era's version of Steve Spurrier.
Right. But Eli Drinkwitz is a name that we don't really talk about a lot. He's done an excellent job at Mizzou. Yeah. And maybe that could be an upgrade for him if he wants to leave Mizzou to go to Florida. I know we got a lot of good Mizzou alums, Brad Sham being one. Shout out to KG, Kevin Gray as well.
Danny Surrette.
Yeah, Danny Surrette now with the Cardinals.
With Cardinales.
Tennessee fans, they tried. It didn't work. They made a bunch of fake accounts to try and get the San Francisco Giants to not hire their manager. So Tennessee fans went on to Twitter, made a bunch of fake accounts to try and say that Tony Vitello is not a guy that you want to hire. He's a bad human being. They posted videos of him yelling at umpires, and basically, we don't want this.
Just disparage him.
Giants,
campaign.
We don't want this guy as our manager, okay? In reality, the Giants didn't care. They had already zeroed in on him, and now they've named him their manager. So in MLB First, we've got a college manager going to the pros. And look, the Vols just had an excellent season. Maybe this ends up working. A little out-of-the-box idea here for Buster Posey and the Giants, but Tony Vitello, congratulations.
I got to be honest with you. I would probably do the exact same thing if Clayton Adams is up for head coaching job.
Yeah.
Let's get him going right now.
Guys, you don't want Clayton Adams.
Let's start the Clayton Adams burner accounts. Yeah, anti-Clayton Adams, bad person, worst coach, terrible person. Yeah, a couple of podcasts. Yeah. We'll put the AI brought us to it and just have them talk terrible about Clayton Adams and just email blast it, spam all 31 other teams in the NFL. This guy sucks.
Nothing but Panthers clips in there.
Yeah, you see this? Yeah. Look, they can't run the football. Are you kidding me? Look at this scheme. How dare they?
Panther clips.
What the hell?
Be perfect.
Trying to get TJ Bass pulling in space. What are you trying to do?
Every failed rush attempt.
Just make a collage, a montage of it.
I mean, they only really ever could run the ball because you had Pickens and Lamb.
Let's be real.
And Dak, MVP, who couldn't run the ball in that situation.
Seriously.
Javonte Williams, a career year. You know, it's like a pop-up year. Like, we've seen Philip Lindsay do this before. Other running backs just have that one great year. It's Javonte Williams' year. He was the reason the running game was good.
Right.
It wasn't Clayton Adams. I do need to apologize to Riley Moss. I was disparaging him yesterday.
Yeah, I thought you...
White corner you've seen?
I said he might be burnt toast this weekend. According to Next Gen Stats, he's been anything but this year. He's allowed the lowest completion percentage in the NFL by any defensive back this season.
Because you know they're constantly throwing bombs on him.
But you know he's getting targeted a lot.
Yeah, they
because nobody wants to go ahead and throw a Patrick Surtain on the other side.
But
he's done well.
The deep ball is a problem.
Well, he's not a runner. He's not a long speed
guy. That's
what
I'm saying, though. You might be right about everything, and you watch him on tape. He is a good player, don't get me wrong. But they're vertical routes, and they don't give up many vertical plays. But the ones they've given up, he's been the guy they've gone after.
Yeah, I still like the idea of Pickens going deep on him. But on the other side, PS2 has played 8 career games, including 2 this season, in which he did not allow a reception, according to Next Gen Stats.
Hmm.
This guy has been absolutely phenomenal. Now,
he's about to get a taste of that lamb chop.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I like our guys. I'll take our guys over there, guys.
Damn, I missed this Giant guy missing the extra point.
Oh, well, yeah, if the Giants could have just made it.
There goes Broadus.
That's why they went ahead.
That might be the only stat he's good at. Stats won't tell the whole story, but
Riley,
looking at his profile, it's not like it's good.
Well, I got to see him when I went to that Ohio State game. It was 3 years ago today and watched tear him up.
He was
having calf cramps in that game for Iowa. Yeah. Was good old Riley Moss. All right, let's wrap up the mixed bag. Over under, boys, what do you say?
Over.
41.5 wins. 41.5 is what it is for our Dallas Mavericks.
I'm going over.
Way over.
I'm going way over, too.
That's easy money.
I think this thing, I mean, I really think that if things go right for them, and I know health, but I even think even with injuries, like I said during crosstalk, as long as they don't just happen all at the same time, you can withstand losing Anthony Davis for a 2-week period. You can withstand a Lively absence. Just not Lively, AD, Gafford, all at once. You're deep enough to be able to make this through with, like, I'll miss one guy here and there, then the other. You know, just switch it up, change it up. But I'm thinking over the 41.5 big time here for our Mavericks.
It's about to be a really good season. I don't think you can sleep on what D'Angelo Russell and Cooper Flagg can do in playmaking. I know last year that was a big... shortcoming for this team after the Kyrie Irving injury, but I don't expect that to be a big factor. I think their defense, their size, it's going to mop in the regular season. I hope you're right. We got 3 down and 2 to go here. Little football's finest coming up, Chief.
Yeah, DPOY odds, stats of the day, and a ping pong locker room update next in the nation.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.